And so we turn to our PhD this week, Vince Polito, who's at Macquarie University. Welcome.
Are you in control of your life, or are you simply a fleshy robot playing out a sequence of inevitable behaviours determined by the laws of physics? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that it sure does feel like I'm in control. If I want to raise my arm, it goes up toward the ceiling, and I certainly feel like I caused that to happen. There are situations, though, where that feeling of control is much less clear. Take three examples. Think of a person with schizophrenia. Some patients report alien control delusions where their body makes actions that they don't feel they've initiated. Perhaps you can recall the character Dr. Strangelove in Stanley Kubrick's excellent movie who has one hand that he's constantly fighting to control. Think of a sports person. Rafael Nadal can anticipate a serve, move into position and return with precision in less than 400 milliseconds. Yet when asked what that experience is like, an expert will typically say, "It just happened. My body made that movement automatically." Think of what happens in a courtroom. Every day, defendants take the stand and, for all sorts of reasons, argue that their actions occurred in a way that they weren't responsible for. What to make of all these different situations? I'm a cognitive psychologist, and my research is uncovering how and why these changes in control occur. I study sense of agency, which is the name that we give to this feeling of causing our actions. Most of the time, this sense is totally unremarkable, but it can have a massive influence on how we make sense of the world. To demonstrate, I'll ask you to take your finger and just for a moment, tickle your palm. Notice how that feels. If you're feeling bold and enthusiastic, maybe now turn to the person next to you and tickle their palm. What do you notice? Being tickled by someone else is much more tickly. But why? It's exactly the same physical action. The difference is that you have a sense of agency for your own tickling and no sense of agency when someone else tickles you. But that difference completely changes how we experience the event. So sense of agency is a fundamental part of our conscious experience. Agency changes can lead to zen-like states of flow or to hellish problems such as psychosis or addiction. Usually, all of these different situations have been studied as separate phenomena. I've been developing ways to study agency in a unified way. My research has involved case studies, measuring the timing of actions, and even using hypnosis to alter agency in the lab. And from this work, I've developed a new theory of the common causes and effects of agency change with some exciting implications. If we understand the cognitive basis of how our feeling of control operates, we can remedy agency changes where they cause harm. We can train agency changes where they enhance performance, and we can use science to inform the decisions we make about legal and moral responsibility. Thanks.
Vince Polito from Macquarie University doing a 3-minute thesis performance at FameLab in Fremantle